We're back here on Giants.com with your special weekend two-minute drill. I'm John Schmelk. It's the Giants and Saints in the Superdome on Sunday afternoon. Giants at 4-3, Saints at 3-4. They've won two straight at home after losing six straight dating back to last season. Now, for the injuries for the Giants, no Victor Cruz, no Prince. They're still out with their prior injuries. Odighizuwa and JT Thomas have both been ruled out for this game as well, and John Beeson is questionable. He'll be a game-time decision with that knee, so the Giants a little shorthanded at linebacker for this game. But the Giants defense will be ready to take on a very talented quarterback in Drew Brees. Steve Spagnuolo, the Giants defensive coordinator, coached down in New Orleans when Drew Brees was the quarterback. He has a lot of respect for the veteran.
Look, I got a great deal of respect for Drew. I enjoyed my time with him. We had many a conversation when I was down there. And not only is he a great character guy, but he's a really smart football player. And he would see things. And it's always good to bounce, you know, see the other side of it. So I enjoyed that. I got a great deal of respect for him. Great competitor. And I don't really see a tremendous drop-off. I mean, with the system that they run and how quick he gets it out, I mean, he's so effective that way that he's going to make it a challenge.
Drew Brees will spread the ball around. He'll throw deep. He'll throw short. Mark Ingram has 29 receptions. Brandon Cooks and Willie Snead at wide receiver. And Benjamin Watson, the tight end, a weapon as well. And don't forget about Mark Ingram, the running back, running the football as well. Very effective on the ground. Now for the Giants offensively, a very good pass rusher in Cameron Jordan. But Ben McAdoo is impressed with the entire defense.
I think, you know, they're a young defense that has improved quite a bit here as of late. They won 3 out of 4. They're playing at a high level. They're playing fast. They're playing hard. And it's going to be a tough environment for us to go play in. We need to be ready to go handle the chaos. And that type of environment, it's a tough environment and be able to execute there. But we have our work cut out for us.
Ereck Flowers, for the second straight week, will have to line up against a very good pass rusher in Cameron Jordan. Last week it was Greg Hardy. He'll have to keep Eli Manning's blindside clean. And Kenny Vaccaro, a very talented safety, will be roaming center field trying to get some turnovers for the Saints, something the Giants have been great at so far this year. Plus 10 in that turnover ratio, 16 takeaways, tops in the NFL, a big reason that they're atop the NFC East. That's your preview for Sunday, Giants and Saints. Thanks for joining us with your weekend two-minute drill.